Hello, everyone. Dennis here, and I'm glad that you're here to join us in my podcast, Design Your Life. And today I'll go a little bit different, and I want to discuss in a series of videos on the seven perspectives of healthy and effective leaders based on the book by Daniel Harkavy. This is a book that has helped me try to build on the culture that we were trying to do in our organization, in our local church. And I believe it is something that leaders can also do to help them build the right kind of culture, whether it's in your workplace, in the marketplace, or in your team that you have, whether it's big or it's small. And with that, there are a lot of changes that in the landscape, whether of business or whether of ministry. And it is key for every leader to have the right perspective when it comes to leading organizations and teams. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about this, because I believe this is very helpful. It helped me shift. It helped me organize a strategy towards culture making in our team that has led to growth and health in our organization. And I hope that it also helped yours. Leadership effectiveness will be determined by just two things, according to Daniel Harkavy. It's the decisions you make and the influence you have. Okay, I'll repeat. Your leadership effectiveness will be determined by just two things, the decisions you make and the influence you have. The decisions you make will either make or break your leadership. It means it would gauge if people would say, okay, I'll trust his leadership because he made the right decision. And second is the influence that you have. That when you make a decision, not only are you doing it because you're the boss, but also because you have the influence. John Maxwell would always say leadership is influence. And I believe a part of leadership, a big part of leadership, is actually influence. There's this premise, especially in the past, that when you're a leader, you know everything. You're certain about things. Now, I beg to disagree with that. When it comes to leadership, especially now, where we live in a volatile state, leadership is not about certainty. It's really more about confidence. Leadership is, with all the complexity today, the variables in play, it's hard to be certain about anything. In fact, now that I've been in leadership for 20 years, the lesser I know, and I don't have a lot of solutions to the problems. When I was in my early years of leadership, I always thought I knew the answers. So every time you have a problem, I'll tell you the answer. But now that I've grown older and more mature, the more I realize there's more to the problem than what is presented. There are variables at play and complexities. And so with that, you have to be more careful, no, with how you're going to solve problems. And given the speed and the pace in which things change, confidence is much better than being certain, because there's no such thing as certainty. We've all experienced that in the past 3-4 years. Siguro, a good question I want to ask is this. Are we confident that God is at work in our church or in our organization? We might not be clear with the game plan, but we know God is at work. And I think that's where the kingdom perspective comes in for us as leaders. That when we create plans, we're not saying this is the certain solution, the specific solution to the problem, but we know that God is actually at work. I love how Nobel Prize winner Naguib Mahfouz once said, "You can tell whether a man is clever by his answer. You can tell whether a man is wise by his questions." That's why curiosity plays a very crucial role in good leadership. We need intentional curiosity. To be wise means to ask good questions. When I came here in Makati, I have to ask questions and a lot of questions. I could not come in here and say, here's the solution to the problems that we're facing, especially after the pandemic or in the heat of the pandemic. If you're the leader who's saying, I know the solutions, it's quite scary to actually make that statement. Rather than focusing on doing or knowing, excellent leaders put an emphasis on questioning and understanding. I love Adam Grant's book, Think Again, because it makes you rethink some of the things that we're used to and look at the problem in a different way or manner, where I could now ask good questions before I solve the problem. Kasi pag feeling mo, alam mo na, hindi ka na magtatanong. Pag feeling mo, may solusyon ka na, edi tapos na, fix ka na. But if you understand that, oh, I might have to ask good questions to get to the right answers, right? And that takes a lot of humility. So I'd rather have confidence that yes, as a team, we can do this, we can solve this, rather than just being certain na, de, sure na ako, ito na yon. I think that's very harmful, no, in leadership. So, in the seventh perspective, I'll share to you the first perspective in this video. No? Number one perspective that every effective leader must have is what we call the current reality. When you enter into a team, an organization, or an environment where you're going to lead, you have to know the current reality. Ano ba yung talagang nangyari? Ano, nasaan ba talaga tayo ngayon? Hindi yung nasaan ba saan natin gusto pumunta. It's not where we want to go. It's not the vision of, in the trajectory of the organization, but where are we now? When we say current reality, it refers to understanding the business or the state or the health of the organization as it is today. Kung sa business, may mga categories yan, no? Financial, kumikita ba yan? Supply chain, execution, okay ba tayo? Operations natin, okay ba? The people that we have, the culture, the externals, di ba yung market externals, and also the branding or the customer. Lahat yan, you put that into play and you ask the good questions with those things. Yung execution style natin, is it still effective or are we doing the old things and expecting different results? Operations natin, kamusta? Efficient pa ba yan? Or medyo naluma na tayo at kailangan nating humabol sa operations natin? Do we have the right people in the bus? Good question to ask. Kamusta ang kultura natin? Kasi halos lahat naman ng organizations, may mission, vision yan. Pero kamusta yung kultura na meron tayo? How about the externals? What's the market telling us? Like in ministry, what's the ministry landscape telling us? Diba? Yung brand mo, kamusta ba yan? No, lalo na pag negosyo ka, yung branding mo, nag-work pa ba talaga yan? And also your customer base. Sino ba talaga yung target market mo? Ano ba yung current reality? Ito yung sinasabi mong target mo pero nare-reach pa talaga natin sila or iba yung nare-reach natin? Great leaders understand that the key factors that brought an organization to its current state. Paano ba tayo napunta dito? Okay, trace mo ngayon yung problema. Trace mo saan ito nang galing. Bakit ganito kultura natin? Somewhere along the history of our organization, this happened. So example, kung tamad yung CEO, tamad yung boss, tapos mamaya inefficient yung mga tao, wala na nagre-report, wala accountability, kailangan mo i-trace yan, saan ba nanggaling yan? Anong year yan? Anong year ng decline? Anong year na mas naging ineffective? Anong year na we're actually losing a lot of money? You have to trace that. Then learn from those historical experiences to avoid repeating mistakes. It's knowing where we are. Alam mo, mahirap to kasi this is acknowledging, especially if you've been the leader for the longest time. This is you acknowledging, I made a mistake in the past. And it's time for me to correct this so that the organization will continue to survive and hopefully flourish in the coming years. Define what you need to review regularly in order to gain the best understanding of the current state of your business or of your organization. So, may gusto kang baguhin. No? Feeling mo, masyado na tayo naging transactional, masyado na tayong policy-based. Continue to review that through the stories, through the weekly meetings, right? I was talking to somebody this week and I was coaching him. Alright? Kasi may problema na it was policy over people. Sabi ko, you can't continue doing business that way. You need to put people over policy. Policy serves the people. Not make it hard for people. Di ba? Parang sa Bible, di ba? Yung Pharisees, inuna na nila yung law kaysa sa mga tao. They were so adamant with the law and the traditions, it actually imprisoned a lot of people. Kaya galit na galit si Jesus. Kasi nakalimutan ng mga Pharisees kung ano ba talagang importante. In business or in leadership, it also happens that way. For some people, what they do is, mas inangat na nila yung rules and policies and traditions rather than the people or the customer that they're trying to reach. So that's why it's very important for you to be able to define your current reality when it comes to your customer base. Di ba, bakit ba sila nawawala? Kung sa church yan, di ba, bakit nawawala yung congregation? Di ba, bakit ang dami nilang reklamo? Bakit ang bad ng review nila sa atin? Ba't ang bad ng feedback nila sa atin? You now have to trace looking at all those things. And some of the variables and factors would just, in a way, affirm what's really happening in reality. That's why know your current reality. Daniel Harkavy wrote, current reality is often at odds with what's in the organization's best interest. Sure, the organization needs to adjust and orgs don't like change. Ayaw natin pag nagbabago tayo, nako, kailangan na naman baguhin, kailangan na naman gawin to. People will constantly, sometimes for the best of self-perceived reasons, try to obscure what's actually happening. Ang tawag dyan, in denial. No? Lalo na yung mga tao nagtatrabaho sa loob. Minsan they are denying what's truly happening. Iba yung narrative nila sa brain nila. Kaya napaka-importante yung mga stats, importante yung financials. A lot of what we do, you will see, numbers don't lie. Eh. Stories kasi you can exaggerate the good ones and minimize the bad ones. But the overall statements that you see, numbers, sometimes even yung observation lang from outside, yung qualitative research na tinatawag, you will see, oh nga, no, may problema tayo na kailangan natin ayusin. Current reality requires you to get full optics in the performance of your plans, processes, and people. No, aalamin mo talaga. I did a coaching session among managers and leaders, and I was telling them, you've got to have extreme ownership of what's been given to you. Pag-aaralan mo talaga. Saan tayo nagkukulang? Ano bang butas natin? Get the full optics. Di ba? Paano to nangyari? Know the history. You have to be obsessed with those things because perspective number one, current reality is so important. Kung di, wala kang solusyon gagawin. Magiging in denial ka lang. And every time you tolerate something, you will never change that. That's why you have to know current reality. So, ano mga blind spots pagdating sa current reality, sa perspective one? Okay. One of the blind spots that you have to look at is yung hyper-focus ka on the positives. Tinitingnan mo lang lagi magaganda. Eh, ito naman yung kwento eh. Ito naman yung kwento. Oo, may kwentong ganun. Pero may kwenting mga negative. No? So, huwag kang maupo sa ivory tower mo. Tapos, you lose touch na. Hindi mo na alam ano nangyari sa ground. Leaders falter by neglecting to acknowledge the not-so-good stuff going on in the organization. No? So don't let your current metrics hold you back, ha? Get the metrics you really need. Tanong mo talaga. Yan yung joke namin, insider joke namin dito, di ba? Pagka may negative, ang introduction mo, good things are happening. Di ba? But keep your head out of the sand. Face your current reality. Challenges are an opportunity to improve. As a leader, I may know where I want to take the organization, but if I lack the coordinates of the departure point, I'll never reach where I want to go. That's why I need the numbers. Kaya friend ko ang finance officer namin, friends ko yung executive team. No, we work really well together because I need to know where we are. No, hindi lang pwedeng parang summary lang of what's happening. As the leader of the organization, if you're the boss and you're making the major decisions, you've got to know all these things. Okay? So that's perspective number one for effective leaders. Know your current reality. More than certainty, what we need is confidence from you. And if you don't know current reality, you can never be confident with the solutions that you and your team is going to come up with to solve the problems of your organization. I hope this video helped you. I'll be discussing more of the 7 perspective of effective leaders in my next videos, but we'll cut this short. And I do hope you subscribe to our podcast, sa Design Your Life podcast at Spotify, and also my YouTube channel, Design Your Life with Dennis C. Hopefully, this year, I can help you design a healthy organization, right? By understanding the 7 perspectives that we need to embrace as effective leaders. God bless you guys, and see you in our next episode.